It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now. Look, Davante Adams is one of the best wide receivers in football, but one of the best wide receivers in the last 10 years, no doubt about it. If the Raiders, but I honestly don't believe the Raiders will trade with the 49ers. That's why the Khalil Mack deal, John Lynch had a deal in place or was trying to make the deal happen, and the Raiders just would not trade with the 49ers. They weren't going to do it. If they wanted a second round pick of Brandon Ayuk, I'd do it in a heartbeat. And that's no disrespect to Brandon Ayuk. That's just how much I love Davante Adams and how much of an accomplished receiver he is. And you imagine Davante with Brock Purdy? Oh, my gosh.
Ain't nothing you can do about it.
So you're giving up a second-round pick and Brandon Ayuk?
Yeah, why not? I'm getting Davante. The hell with the picks.
He's basically a rental this year, by the way, because all the guaranteed money is this season, and then you could move off of him if you were to do that.
No, it's interesting, because I do believe Devontae's a better player than Brandon Ayuk, but it's crazy how, like, we were, and you're not alone. I'm not isolating you. I'm saying fans, and we were all like, he's worth this. And then another player who's a little bit better, maybe a lot better. I don't know what the degrees are. Yeah. Not only are we trading this guy that we, you know, balked all summer about paying, whether he was worth X, Y, and Z, we're also stapling a second round pick. I find that to be, shocking.
Third round pick, second, it's Davante Adams.
What does he do that much better than Brandon?
One-on-one, you're not going to guard him one-on-one. You will have to double him.
Okay.
Every single play. And if you don't, and you go one-on-one, well, Davante Adams can run every single route. To a T, he's the best route runner in football. I mean, him and Justin Jefferson are like 1A, 1B when it comes to route running. Big boy, you want to talk about isolating a guy in the red zone, high point in the football? Davante does that.
No, I love him. I love him as a player.
So that's what you're getting. You're getting the ultimate respect from defenses, and it's opening up the field for everybody else because you may not have Christian McCaffrey this year. You just may not have him. And when you talk about man beaters in the Super Bowl and this year and getting yak and separation, well, guess what Davante does, Spadoni? You see it? He beats man coverage. Hell, he beats double teams. So that's just, and I don't think it's going to happen. But I try to make it happen.
Well, it could, because there is a relationship between Ayuk and the head coach, Antonio Pierce. Like, there is a legit relationship there. Ayuk talked about it during the Super Bowl when they even asked about Antonio Pierce when he became the Raiders' full-time head coach, because he was on Herman Edwards' staff, Antonio Pierce, at Arizona State, where Brandon Ayuk obviously went to college. So there is something there. Now, I don't think a lot of players are going to be offering, or a lot of teams, I should say, be offering, like, legit players for him, right? There's been some rumors made. Like, do the Jets offer Garrett Wilson? I don't think so.
No.
No, you want to add to Garrett Wilson.
Exactly.
Correct.
It's his number one target.
By the way, did you see his quote the other day?
Do they offer Hassan Reddick, maybe? That's something that is interesting, right? Like, if I'm the Raiders, I think about that.
See, I was going to take it a step further. If I'm the Niners, I trade Ayuk to the Jets for Hassan Reddick and do some sort of a pick swap and then use some of that ammunition in part to go land Davante Adams. That's how I was thinking.
That's a lot.
Look, I think where I'm coming down.
And the last thing Niner fans need is another guy who held out of training camp and needs to ramp up.
I hear you.
Like, that's where you know this guy ramping up. It's like, all right, Bosa missed training camp, played week one, and it was a down year for Bosa. We were all ticked off about it. So, look, question: how do you think the 408 Comcast Business Text Line, Bonte, do you think the Raiders will consider trading the Niners now that they're in Vegas? There's a lot of Raider fans here in the Bay Area.
I don't know, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's a possibility.
But I think one thing is he played in a system similar. LaFleur's system's obviously going to be very similar to Shanahan's, and he thrived under it. I think this is more about Ayuk, if we're being 100% honest.
That's where I'm kind of coming from.
I think, like, Devontae's great. There's no doubt. But hearing how quick, and I'm not trying to pick on you. I'm saying, like, you're one of Ayuk's biggest fans. You love the player.
Shasky is Davante Adams.
No, I know, but wouldn't you also agree the early returns on just the whole Ayuk experience for the last couple months has been odd?
Well,
it's been
I blame
odd.
Both parties.
I think both parties have seller buyer's remorse.
And look, I give credit to Brandon Ayuk for taking accountability, saying I made this harder than it needed to be. But then last Friday happened. And I think it is a big deal what happened last Friday. I know you didn't want to talk about it after a win, but last Friday is a big deal to me.
Why?
It's just little things like that. Like we got to school this kid like he's a child or something. Like Shanahan walks over there back and forth, and Shanahan knows the media is over there. They know the media is right there on the sideline. Guys got their camera phones out looking. Any guys that he has to go over there and talk to him, and then he has to go back and talk to him. And then Ayuk, the way he takes off the shorts, now it's a small, a lot of people is like, you don't think there's some teammates in that locker room saying, damn, dude, just wear the right shorts. This is not what we do. This is not the 49er way. Deebo's out here wearing the right shorts. Trent's wearing the right shorts. Bosa's wearing the right shorts. And the theatrics of it, I don't take that lightly.
Well, I do believe that there is a teammate thing that has been kind of like, not brewing, I don't want to say simmering, but it's been there. Like, Juwan Jennings posted some things on Instagram during the Ayuk stuff during the summer that could be interpreted like, hey, man, you're getting a little greedy here considering the situation. That's the way I interpreted it. And Juwan Jennings has said some things in postgame where, I don't know, to me, it does feel like Ayuk, I don't want to go as strong as say like, oh, him and his teammates, there's friction. He doesn't feel 100% a part of the team right now. That's the feeling I get.
The fact that he was willing to go to Pittsburgh and he felt like the Niners did not respect him in a way that he wanted to be respected, then you know what? Go to Antonio Pierce. But we're talking about Davante Adams, and I have red zone issues. We're 8-16 for the red zone. We're one of the worst teams when it comes to converting touchdowns in the red zone. So if Davante Adams, he's a one-man wrecking crew in the red zone. In the red zone, you're going to get massive production from Davante Adams. So we're talking about Davante. There's only a few guys I'm trading Brandon Ayuk for. Davante is one of those guys at the wide receiver position if you don't want to be here, because obviously there is some friction. Now, if Ayuk wants to play ball and stay here, I'm cool with that. Because I do like me some Brandon Ayuk. I think he's a very good wide receiver. But the Raiders want to be dumb enough to flip Davante Adams already? Then you know what? I have a disgruntled wide receiver, and we're getting off to a slow start here. And we went through this whole dog and pony show in the month of August. Then you know what? And by the way, let's not forget, John Lynch did field calls on both Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel. So they've searched that avenue. They've driven down this avenue to trade Brandon Ayuk before, so I got no problem with it. It's big business. I'm trying to win a damn Super Bowl.
Well, it just feels like to me that the Niners clearly were trying to do major movement in the offseason, and things didn't materialize. And then I think plan B was like, all right, we'll try to get the Ayuk deal done. But I don't think in their minds, this is just my feel. I don't think Ayuk's in the cards long term. I just don't. And I think Ayuk kind of knows it. And I think he got his money because it was a marriage of convenience for both parties. This feels very one and done to me. It just has that feeling, B. Like,
Brandon Ayuk,
something's up.
Nah,
dude.
No doubt. But
there's just something going on.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.